Number two, listen and learn. If either spouse is totally focused on arguing his or her own point of view and proving his or her ideas are superior, the person never really understands the partner's perspective. The couple is engaged in two separate monologues rather than a dialogue or discussion of ideas. To overcome this problem, implement the fundamentals of effective communication and express your opinions tentatively. Communication is a two-way process and occurs only when a person receives the message as it was intended by the sender. The sender sends the message and the receiver interprets the message. It is the responsibility of both parties to ensure messages are sent and received appropriately. The active listening technique is a very useful method, especially when there is a disagreement or differing points of view about an issue. As the sender of a message, I need to state my point of view clearly and precisely, and watch for signs indicating whether my spouse has understood or misunderstood my message. The message includes not only the words that are said, but the tone of voice and any associated body language. A key role I play in communicating messages is to ensure my mate has accurately heard and understood what I have conveyed. Here's a very simple illustration of how this concept might be applied. I'd like to make sure you know how I feel about this matter. After expressing your view, you might follow it up with, "Can you summarize your understanding of what I just said so I'll know if I expressed myself clearly and you heard me correctly?" As the receiver of a message, I need to restate the message sent by my spouse until he or she agrees that I have accurately heard the message that was sent. Only then should I attempt to communicate my personal response. By using this active listening technique, both parties ensure that they correctly hear the other's point of view. This process ensures that, even when marriage partners may not agree with each other, they at least understand one another. Numerous books and audio-visual resources have been developed over the years to help couples learn useful techniques for effective communication. If communication is a challenge in your marriage, you may want to review some of these resources for assistance. Remember, even if you do not arrive at a mutually agreeable solution, if you have heard and understood your partner's point of view, you will feel better about engaging in the conflict resolution process together and will feel better about each other. A simple way to listen to each other and thus learn from one another is to express your personal views about an issue in tentative terms. Spouses are always on shaky ground when acting as though their own perspectives are absolutely true and correct. A far more reasonable and effective approach is to offer your viewpoint as just that, your personal perspective that you acknowledge may not be entirely accurate. Consider how the following phrases invite further dialogue and reinforce listening and learning on the part of both partners. "It seems to me," fill in the blank. "Could it be?" fill in the blank. "I'm not really sure, but maybe," fill in the blank. "My opinion is," fill in the blank. "What is your view?" "Perhaps," fill in the blank. "The way I see it is," fill in the blank. "How do you see it?"